Hi, my dear friends, you are listening to Keke Radio, and this is Yuki here for you today. In our today's program, we are going to talk about shutting up, shutting up.嗨，欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki。 今天呢，我们一起来讨论一下学会沉默的第二个场景。在第二个场合，什么样的场合当中我们应该学会沉默呢？ When asked about your love life, When asked about your love life, 被问到感情生活的时候呢，我们应该学会 shutting up, 学会沉默。 Why?为什么呢？ How was last night? Did it go well, wink wink? 昨晚怎么样？约会进展的如何啊？ We've all heard these prying questions from roommates and friends. 其实呢，我们的室友和朋友呢，往往都会问这样的一些窥探性的问题。It's fun boasting our conquest.Especially when they are few and far between. 因为他们喜欢炫耀自己的战利品。因为他们觉得炫耀自己的战利品呢，确实非常的有意思，尤其是他们的确很出色的话。But you are better off remaining mysterious. 但是呢，你最好还是保持一点神秘感。Keeping quiet about your hookups.Will make your admirers respect and seek you out even more. 其实呢，对自己的约会守口如瓶的话，还能让你的追求者们更加尊重、欣赏你。Only talk love life if you really need advice. 所以呢，等到你确实需要建议的时候呢，再谈论一下自己的感情生活吧。OK, 以上就是今天的可可 Radio, 我们一起来讨论的学会沉默的第二个场景。When asked about your love life, When asked about your love life, 被问到感情生活的时候我们应该保持沉默。OK, thanks for listening, see you next time, bye bye.